Pippa's new pet. Pig was writing the invitations to his birthday party. This was his present list. Number one, a pet, like a rabbit or a guinea pig or something. Number two, a little mouse or a gerbil. Number three, anything else, but mostly I would like number one or number two. He put the names on the envelopes and wondered what kind of pet he would get. When Kipper's invitation to Pig's party arrived, he read it and rushed off to the pet shop to choose a pet for Pig. The rabbit? Too sleepy. The guinea pigs? Too timid. The mouse, too shy. The stick insect, too much like a stick. Boring. But the hamster was not sleepy, nor timid, nor shy. And it wasn't like a stick at all. It was perfect. One of these, please, said Kipper. At home, Kipper gave the hamster some sunflower seeds. It stuffed them into its cheeks. Are you always this hungry? Said Kipper. The hamster ran up Kipper's arm and sat on his shoulder, cleaning its whiskers. Then it ran down the other arm and rolled across the table. You can do a roly-poly, said Kipper. You're so clever! The hamster did it again. The morning of the party, Roly Poly woke Kipper by nibbling on his ear. I wish I didn't have to give you to Pig today, said Kipper. At breakfast, Kipper began to think that maybe he would keep Roly and buy a rabbit for Pig instead. No, he'd like you better, sighed Kipper. Come on. Let's wrap up your cage. Kipper got out some scissors and some sticky tape and unrolled a roll of wrapping paper. Roly ran into the cardboard tube and popped out at the other end, making Kipper giggle. Then he slid all the way down the tube and rolled across the floor, making Kipper giggle again. It gave Kipper an idea. A big idea. Kipper created a race course for Roly Poly. This was Kipper's big idea. It took him ages, but it worked perfectly. You're the best birthday present ever, said Kipper. It was then that he remembered Pig's party. Kipper rushed off to Pig's house. Halfway there, he met Jake and Tiger coming the other way. Where were you? Said Tiger. The party's over. But Kipper wasn't listening. He was thinking about Roly Poly. I can't stop, he said. I don't think he likes it in there very much. Jake and Tiger began to giggle. Oh no, not another one, said Tiger. I'm so sorry I'm late, said Kipper to Pig as he opened the door. I was playing with your present. He's brilliant, isn't he? Then Kipper noticed that Pig was holding a rabbit, a mouse, and two guinea pigs. And there was a stick insect crawling across his head. What are those? Said Kipper. They're my presents, said Pig. They sat down at Pig's table and Kipper fed Roly with pieces of leftover party cake. So he is not really what you wanted, said Kipper. He's exactly what I wanted, said Pig, before I had all these. He pointed at his other pets. But it's my own fault. I should have thought of something else to put on my present list. Kipper took a big bite of cake for himself. He's very nice, though, isn't he? Said Kipper. His name is Roly Poly, because he can do roly polies. He's really good at them. And he's always hungry. He keeps his food in his cheeks. Look! Pig looked at Roly's little fat face. It was his turn to have an idea. Kipper, said Pig, would you do me a favour? Would you look after him for me? Kipper was so surprised he almost choked on his cake. What? Take him home, you mean? Said Kipper. Pig nodded. So he'd still technically be yours, but I'd look after him? Pig nodded again. Oh, yes, said Kipper. He said it so loudly that all of Pig's pets jumped off the table and hid underneath the table. Kipper picked up Roly, sat him back down, and fed him another piece of cake. Roly Poly stopped eating for a second, hiccuped, and started eating again.